Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with part 1 of verse 7. Let's listen as we resume verse 7 and begin verse 8 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you again to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we're in Titus chapter 2. I really hope that you have your Bibles there and that you can follow along with us in the Word of God. Some of you do not have our web address for our radio station. Our radio station is WTYGFM.org. That is WTYGFM.org. That is O-R-G. And so if you want to remember those call letters, just remember it like this. We thank you, God. You think of we thank you, God, that's W-T-Y-G. And we are thankful for what God has provided at this radio station 24/7. And I praise the Lord as well for those who are listening not only here in the United States, but in other lands. Our radio station manager, Dr. Hopper, was sharing with me just very recently that our largest audience overseas right now is London, England. And that's a special blessing to me because my dad's mother, and I remember her back, she died in the early 1970s, but she was born back in the 1870s. And so she almost made it right to 100. But the special thing about her is that she was born and reared in County of Durham in England. And she moved here when she was about 19 or 20 years old, of course, and then she and my dad's dad got married, and my dad came along before too long, and so that was just a very special thing to hear that we're being heard in London, England, and a good audience there, and we really appreciate you people. I know you'll have a hard time getting used to my English, my accent, and yet we always find it interesting here to listen to the English accent. I do. And I really appreciate those that preach the gospel over there and preach the word. And I've heard some of those. Love Alexander Skirby, who does the verse-by-verse Bible reading through the Bible, King James Bible. And his accent is so good, and his emphasis is outstanding. And sometimes when I'm having a hard time with the Bible word, I go and listen to how Alexander Skirby said it. And so it is great to have you, no matter where you are, it's great to have you listening. And I hope that you'll encourage others to listen as well. One of the things I like to do is encourage people to get their pastor to listen. We want your pastor to know that we're not in opposition to a Bible preaching church. Instead, we want to be an encouragement. Ours is to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. And that has pretty well been our focus, is to teach the Word, to teach sound doctrine. And so we go through a book of the Bible, verse by verse. And a lot of times when I finish a book of the Bible, we'll go right into a doctrine and look at that doctrine for a while. And then we'll go back again to another book of the Bible. And so we've been doing that over the years since we started the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. I think that was right back in the year 2000 that we started the Lamp and Light radio broadcast here locally on a radio station, and then it expanded to different areas. It went down into Haines City, and people down there on 90.3. I tell you what, that is a great radio station there. And then the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. Oh, what a blessing they are. I have our radio station, we have really connected with them. And so we run a lot of their programming as well as our own. And that is great. They have a great outreach. And it's good that when you can get together with someone and you don't have to worry about the doctrine that's going across their radio station. And WTYG, we are true to the word, Baptist, independent, and we believe in, again, the word of God as it is, commend as they are. And I found that Truth Fundamental Broadcasting Network. Then we're also in the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio. And those people are, I tell you what, they have a lot of storms down there, but they have weathered the storms. And we know that those people down there are just doing an outstanding job, Brother Owens and the others that are down there. What a great job they do. And I always enjoy getting a mail every once in a while from one of them. And it is just a blessing to my heart to read it. It really is. And so we appreciate that. And then we're way out in the Pacific Ocean, Pompeii and part of the Micronesian Islands. And I've had some good reports from there as well. And we just really are appreciative of all of these stations that are carrying the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. And so we want to thank you. And from time to time, if you would, drop us a note, whether it's by an email. You can email us through the WTYGFM website. You can email us through that. And you can email me right here at Central Baptist Church in Ocala. My email is pbloom@centralbaptistocala.org. And so if you want to email me directly, you can do that. But we like to hear from you. Now, you notice I didn't say, please send us money. No, I did not do that. We don't do that. I mean, if you wrote me a letter and it said, this is my tithe, I would probably get in touch with you right away and mail that back or whatever I need to do, because we believe that your tithe belongs to your local church. Now, if you didn't have a local church, then yes, we would accept it and we would put it into the radio ministry to help the radio ministry to continue to go on. Radio ministry does have problems from time to time. We try to update our equipment. We try to have the good equipment here, and yet sometimes the fiber optics will mess up, and other times it might be something else. And we've got some good men here that work on it and try to get it right back in order. But boy, sometimes it's a losing battle because sometimes the carriers have problems as well. And so all of that put together, we just want you to know that we're doing our best to keep this quality as well as to keep the Word of God coming forward to you, rightly divided. So if you do send us an offering that's above your tithe, don't rob your local church of the tithe. But if the Lord lays on your heart to send us an offering, then we'd appreciate that. Just one more announcement, too. Our services are broadcast live on WTYG, and that will be every Sunday morning on Eastern Time Zone now. Here in the United States, it'll be at 11 o'clock a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. Our Wednesday night service is broadcast live at 7 o'clock p.m. And so you have those two things right there going forward that you can watch with us. But then also, upcoming things that we have here, when you hear this, it may be in March, but March the 2nd, through the 6th, we will have a missions conference with Dr. Bob Larson and the missionaries involved at Baptist International Missions Incorporated. And those services will be at Sunday at their regular time, but each night it'll be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. And so we would encourage you to be a part of that. So again, March 2nd through the 6th, our missions conference, our Faith Promise Missions Conference, and we're trying to reach out and get the gospel around the world. So please join us for that, but also if you can't join us, pray for it. Pray for it. That means so much to us. Well, if you have your Bibles ready, now we're in the book of Titus. And I'm going to look here at chapter 2, verse 7, just a kind of a thing here where we start. But I also want to do just kind of a little bit of a review here. At the beginning of chapter 2, it started out with the theme of the book of Titus being behavior that becometh holiness. He says, but speak the things which become sound doctrine. Now, if a preacher's not speaking the things that become sound doctrine, then he ought not be preaching. Okay? So, this pastor Titus is received a letter from the Apostle Paul, who wrote every word at the direction of the Holy Ghost. In other words, every word that's here was breathed out by God. And Paul merely wrote it down. Verse 2, it says, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in the faith, and charity in patience. Now, so when you look at that, the aged men, sober, that's serious about these things. Grave, temperate. You know, the idea of temperate is doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, and not doing what you're not supposed to do. So they need to be sound in faith. That is, in doctrine. And they're aged men. They should have been studying in the Word of God. They ought to be in the Word of God so that they can share that with others in charity, in love for the brethren. Jesus said that they would know that we are His disciples in that we love one another, and in patience, because a lot of times if you're one of the aged men, you have younger people, and sometimes it's hard to be patient with them younger, because what you do naturally now is brand new to them. But whatever the reason is, don't give up on them. You work with them and be patient and work through it. So again, these are commands for the aged men. And then verse 3 said, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. And that's where we got the theme of this book. Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Now, we've already covered that. You can always go back on our website and see what you might have missed. We have a website that is centralbaptistocala.org, and you can find all these sermons on there. And we've got a sister site that it is sermonaudio.com/, make sure you put the slash in there, Central Baptist, and that'll take you right there to it, and you can see sermons by Bible in there that takes the book of the Bible and sermons that we've preached there, sermons by speaker. We've had various speakers here, speakers that are now with the Lord. And also, besides those people and those things, it's sermons by subject or by series. And so sometimes it's a series on doctrine, sometimes it's a series on other things. But we have it there. As a matter of fact, in our website at centralbaptistocala.org, you can find booklets by Andy Bloom. Click on it. I think there's about 10 or 11 booklets that I've done.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant.